This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
If we could bring up verse 19, this is really interesting, very important. And many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. There's a lesson here about comforting people when they lose a loved one. I'm going to give you a brilliant insight. When you hear that a friend of yours has died, a relative has died, somebody, one of your neighbors has died, this is really brilliant advice. It's two words. You ready to write it down? Get there. Somebody in your neighborhood dies, get to the home. You know those people? Get there. A relative in your family dies. The first thing you do, two words, get there. And go there and be there for the family. You don't have to say anything. You're there. Your presence speaks volumes. So many people think, well, if I go into a home where a death has occurred, I won't know what to say. Let me tell you, they won't remember anyway. But you know what they will remember? You were there. And they will say, he came, she came when so-and-so died. Have you ever comforted anybody in a time of loss? Have you ever been the person that got there? Have you ever been the person that said, I'm here with you, I don't know what to say to you, but I'm here? Scott Sutherland was an associate minister with me for 5 years in Atlanta. Kind of became a close friend. Scott now ministers, senior minister of a church in Columbia, Missouri. His dad died in 1996 in southern Indiana of a rare lung disease that, interestingly enough, only affects coal miners. But his dad was never worked in a coal mine, but got this long name lung disease that I couldn't even begin to pronounce that is usually strikes coal miners. And his dad died at a relatively young age. 1 year later to the day, and you know what, those of you that have lost loved ones, anniversaries are significant to you in your psyche and in your emotional being. A year later to the day, Scott is in Mexico on a mission trip with people from his church in Memphis. Dr. David McNay is a dentist who's with them on this trip, and Dr. McNay was sensitive enough to know that Scott had just lost his dad a year earlier, and he could tell that Scott was really down in the dumps. He just lacked enthusiasm that day. It was the anniversary day. And so he was alone with Scott, and he said, Scott, I can tell you're hurting. He said, yeah. He said, I really miss my dad. It's a year ago today. And Dr. David McNay said something to Scott that I think was from the Lord. And David McNay had no idea what he was saying. He just said it. He said, Scott, I don't think anything bad can come out of you missing your dad. That's all he said. I don't think anything bad can come out of you missing your dad. And Scott told me later, he said, somehow that strangely warmed my heart. Somehow it helped my spirit just to hear David McNay, a dentist, say, Scott, I don't think anything bad's going to come out of missing your dad. And he said, I came out of it. That low point because of what one person said. What happened? David McNay was used by God to bring comfort to another person. That's just a side message today out of this text, but it speaks to somebody today. Think of the people you could bless. Think of the people you could help bring comfort to and be a blessing to with words of comfort and the power of presence. You know, that's a phrase you need to write down. The power of presence. There's just power in you being with a person. There's power when a Christian man, a Christian woman, a Christian young person is in a group of people that are non-Christians. There's the power of presence. The Holy Spirit that's in you is in that group of people. And you bring the Holy Spirit with you wherever you go, including a place of grief, a house of grief.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.